FM on.
How's it? It's midday and this is Carp the Duck Book, Cape Diary on FMR 101.3. Good afternoon from Mike Mills. Jordan is manning the controls to keep us afloat for the next hour, and I thank him and I thank you for joining us. Now, a familiar voice will be heard during the course of the show. Our very own gourmet guide, Jenny Handley, will tell us about the 2026 edition of the guide, which lists 50 plated restaurants and awarded chefs. Yum! We'll also hear about what's described, and I quote, as a bold queer African musical, which is currently in development. And I think you can get a first glimpse on Sunday at the Outlaw Base. A Christmas market, well actually it's a gift market, is opening next week in Seapoint to help you with your year-end gift ideas and purchases. And the one, the only, the much-beloved showman, raconteur and all-round entertainer Nathaniel brings his 104th production to Artscape for a limited run next week, and he will join us for the details. It's entitled Catch Me, Love. And although their marquee has been dismantled to make way for a whole new urban development next to Artscape, the Zip Zap Circus is still around, teaming in rhythm and circus artistry with that fabulous group, Freshly Ground, for a forthcoming show at Artscape. We're going to find out about that shortly. But first of all, here is Freshly Ground with one of my favourites amongst their numerous hits, The Fire Is Low.
Just like the swallows, remember home as a loving tree.
Lovely laughter at the end of that, and no wonder, it's freshly ground with Fire Is Low, which sets us up very nicely for my first guest today. Annie Gwerengwe is head of marketing with the Zipzap Circus. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to you, Annie. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Thank you for having me on the show.
It is a pleasure. Now, the marquee may have gone.
Yes.
But they have not. Zipzap Circus is still around. They've got a home base in Salt River.
Yes. The marquee is gone. But the dream continues to rise, even though that has come down. We have a building in Salt River, and we have actually had that for over 15 years now. And that's where we run all our free programs, where kids from all different walks of life come in and participate in our different programs, learning circus skills, life skills, and hopefully they grow with us and become professional performers.
Fantastic.
With us, yeah.
Okay. So the fact that, as I say, the marquee is gone, mm-hmm. and nevertheless, the shows will still happen at venues as they become available and depending on what the show might demand at the time.
Yes, we're so open to partner with anybody who's got a venue that can accommodate us. Obviously, we fly from the sky. So
literally, yes.
So we always need to take that into consideration when we book venues, and that's why we're partnering with Artscape, who can accommodate us for this upcoming show.
Okay, that's with Freshly Ground, whom we've just heard.
Yes. Okay.
This is the first time they're performing together on stage in how long?
I think it's in 13 years.
Wow.
But Freshly Ground as a group and as individuals have been involved with Zipzap for a long time, during those years where we've had music that's been produced for us by some of the individuals in Freshly Ground that has gone towards our very popular show called Moya. And we've just had lots of involvement from Freshly Ground. So it's nice to just come together again and be on stage with children who probably haven't heard or know of Freshly Ground. You laugh. We actually have one of our performers. I asked him, his name is Tadiwa. I've forgotten how old he is, but I asked him, I said, do you even know who Freshly Ground is? And he was like, I'm not going to lie. I don't know who they are. I had to Google them.
And they're such huge South African stars, big stars internationally.
He was shocked to find out how iconic they are. He was like, oh my gosh, they're so iconic. I can't believe I'll be sharing a stage with them.
I know, isn't it? It's wonderful. But it shows you. Because a lot of us may have thought we may not have heard a recent hit from Freshly Ground. We think, oh, they've gone to ground. Zolani's gone off as the lead singer to go do her own thing.
Yes.
So you kind of think, well, you know, knowing the short life term of some bands, that they've broken up, gone, but they haven't. They're still very much together, but with a new lead singer.
Yes, new lead singer. Her name is Mbali Makoba. I had the pleasure of listening to her because they come in and they rehearse with the performers in the building. Her voice is incredible. It is one of those voices that make you stop and just stare, honestly. Ah. So to be sharing a stage and being part of introducing her to the public, because she joined the band in January, I think, is when they launched with her as the new singer. So to be part of that is going to be quite amazing for us.
Okay, so Zipzap and Freshly Ground.
And Freshly
together.
Ground. Yes.
When is it happening and what is it called?
So the show is called Take Me Home, and that's a single that Freshly Ground will be releasing soon.
Great.
So you get to hear that song at the show. The show is from the 14th to the 16th of November.
So it's just a limited run.
It's a limited run. We've got two afternoon shows on the Saturday and the Sunday, and then three evening shows, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Tickets are still available, but selling fast. So get your tickets as soon as possible.
And how do you do that? Through which platform?
Through web tickets. And tickets range from 250 Rand to 290.
Okay, so that's next weekend, basically.
Next weekend. So cancel whatever plans you had because you need to do this. You need to see this. You need to be part of it.
Okay. Freshly Ground and Zipzap. Take Me Home, 14th to 16th November at Artscape in the Opera House, so that they can fly.
Yes,
as you
lots of flying.
Book through web tickets as soon as possible. Ali Gwerengwe, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
FMR 101.3 FM.
You're with Mike Mills on Cape Diary this afternoon. Lizelle Mostert joins me now to talk about the Cape Gift Market, which is going to open very shortly, next week, in fact. Hi, Lizelle. Nice to see you.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Is this an annual thing?
Yes, it is. And it's been running for 26 years already.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Okay.
26 years.
So you are, and you've been involved for how long?
For 3 years now. I've been an exhibitor at the market for 6 years. And so this is my third year actually organizing the market.
And it's hard work, isn't it?
It's very hard work, but also rewarding.
All right. Give me an idea of how many vendors are going to be at the market.
We will have 210 vendors this year.
Wow.
With over 7,000 different type of products at the market. So that's big.
Can you give me a tiny sample of what sorts of products amongst those 7,000?
We're looking at food products like your fruit Christmas cakes type of stuff. So there will be anything in the food that you can think of. Hungarian sausages, for instance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, biltong. And we will have on the decor side. So if you need some home decorating done, we've got beautiful decor stuff, jewelry, clothing, your bath products, your typical Christmas and gifting type of products that we will have at the markets.
Okay.
So it's very exciting. We're going out with a lot of new vendors.
Oh,
absolutely
really?
Amazing products that we will have at the market this year. Yes, very excited about it.
So it starts on the 14th.
On the 14th, that's right, and it will run consecutively till the 30th of November.
Okay, so that's a good sort of 2 week span.
Yes, 17 days.
17 days altogether.
17 days altogether, that's right.
Okay. Now, if people want to come to it, where are they going to find it?
All right, we are in the Sea Point Civic Hall, so that's in the corner of Main Road and Three Anchor Bay Street in Sea Point, right next to the library and behind the old age home.
Ah, okay.
So, entrance are free, so you can come in for free. You don't have to pay to come and visit our market. And also, the parking in the area is massive. Massive amount of parking, so please come in your wards.
Okay, and obviously it's open every day.
It's open every day. It's open from 9 till 7 in the evenings, from Monday to Friday, and then weekends it's open from 9 to 5.
So it's an evening market on the weekdays?
On the weekdays, it's till 7 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, until 7 o'clock in the evening.
Until 7 o'clock, yeah. From 9 in the morning till 7 o'clock.
Oh, I see, right, okay, yeah. And obviously there'll be food and drink.
Yes, we will have a lovely coffee shop that bored husbands can actually go and visit.
Can the husbands please come along?
Of course, they're welcome. Even the kiddies are welcome. Even the dogs are welcome. We don't allow them in the hall, but we allow them in the coffee shop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so everybody that walks past it, because you do get a lot of people that walks in that area. So, allow the dogs to come in. Not in the food section, though.
Yeah, no, understood. Yes. Yeah. Furry friends not allowed in the food section.
Not in the food section.
Indeed, understood. Now, behind all this, you're going to be supporting South African. You're supporting local vendors, and you said a number of them are new this year, which is fantastic.
Yes.
But underlying all of this is an NPO, a non-profit organization that the market supports. Tell us about that.
That's the NPO's name is Season of Giving, and so a bigger part of the funds that's being raised or the commission that's being made from this market actually goes towards the work that the NPO supports. And we currently support farm schools in the rural areas where the main purpose of that is, and I'm very passionate about that, is to actually keep our kids at school. And you will find specifically in the rural areas where there's a lot of fetal alcohol syndrome issues that these kids tend to fall out of school system. And so our aim is to actually help them to stay in school.
To stay in it.
To stay in it and to go the long haul. So we will provide stationery and school clothes, and in winter, because it gets cold in the rural area, so we provide them with blankets and warm clothing to make their lives comfortable in the school itself.
Do you know what? That is fantastic, because there is a big problem with the rural education
system.
That is
correct, yes. And it's so easy for those kids to just disappear in the system. And so we're very excited about the work that the NPO is doing. And I'm sorry, I have to say, but I'm the director of that NPO as well. And so I'm passionate about keeping the kids at school, because they are our future leaders after all.
They are indeed, and part of the future economy as well. And the better grounding they get at school, the better for all of us.
Yes, and specifically trying to teach them skills as well, not only just academically, but also different skills. I'm very proud of the work that the NPO is doing at the moment.
So if you come to the market as just an ordinary customer, you're not only supporting those vendors.
You're also supporting the NPO.
All right. So just refresh our memory again. This is the Cape Gift Market.
Yes.
It is at?
It is at the Seaport Civic Center, and it will run from the 14th of November right through till the 30th of November.
And times and dates again?
The times, so the times will be Mondays to Fridays from 9 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock in the evening, and weekends from 9 to 5.
You've heard it here on Fire Music Radio from Lizelle Mostert. Thank you so much
for
joining us.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for having me.
That's the In Jazz Impromptu number 2 by Alexander Johnson, played by Charles Duplessis on his new album, My Favorite Things. And Charles and his trio will be accompanying my next guest very soon here on Fine Music Radio. He is a showman. He's a raconteur. He's an unstoppable one-man tour de force in South African showbiz. And he's not slowing down. 104 productions later, he's returning to Artscape soon, and he joins me with the details. Do I have to introduce him further? Near. Hello, Nathaniel.
Morning. How are you?
I am very, very well. How are you?
I'm near the end. The least favorite bit of a show is my vocals, and we are ready for my final vocal session, which is physically getting me onto the note. So it's like exam today for me.
Well, every matriculant will relate to what you've just said. Now, this is 104 shows later. I mean, this is amazing. We can talk a little bit about that series of shows, but your new one is entitled Catch Me Love. So what can we expect?
Well, for people who know my work enough, it will be different. For other people, it's just a pensioner who tells stories and sings in between. But it's a hard show for me. It's got bigger costumes than ever. I don't know how to get in or out of them yet. I'm staging it differently. I'm very excited because the Artscape Theater has just had a makeover. So I'm very excited about that, to be there. And after 2 years of not having flybars, to have flybars. So it's very minimalist in one way, and it's extremely busy in another way. But it's all original. The starting point musically was that I'm lately, if people ask me, what are you listening to? I am skipping through Netflix and listening to theme songs of movies and series. Europe's, every time there's a murder on Netflix, there's a beautiful song with it, especially if it's Scandinavian or Norwegian or stuff. And I realized that they ask pop musicians, you know, when you had a hit, which I've never had, but if you have a pop hit or a look, you have to do that for the rest of your life, because the record company is more interested in bass, a fan base.
Yeah.
So when they ask a famous artist to do a theme song, they do different things than they would otherwise do. And they make beautiful music. And I'm singing 4 of those theme songs, and then I wrote the rest myself for movies that will never be made. So it has a filmic feel to it, the whole show.
Okay, and I guess all these exotic costumes, the likes of which you've never worn before, kind of blend into this.
Yeah, but you know, it's like for me this time, if the story is about a tree, I don't wear something that goes with the tree. I wear the tree. So it went a bit bigger. It's like my 4th menopause is finally doing things to me. So it's nice. It's big. But it's sophisticated, and it's original, and it's different. I know if you want to sell tickets, you must say it's funny and loud. So it's that as well. But there are clever things, I hope. A lot of cross-references, a lot of stories. I do speak English in the show badly, but I created the character that's not good in English for that. And I know the Cape is filled with people who pretend they don't understand Afrikaans, but they do. So they are welcome to come to the show as well. And then, you know, the musicians, all of them, separately, the ones in Charles Trieu, they win awards the whole time. So I'm slightly bitter and angry, but I'm working with them. It creates it. Everything I get nominated for, Charles or somebody in the trio wins. So it's brought another darkness into my career. But it creates some electricity on stage, I hope.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I see in the notes it says, geen pose, geen kinders onder 14.
Yeah, because they move and they have cell phones. And I can scar them for life. So it's too early to see me. And I don't relate to pets or children unless they're my godchildren. They are incredibly clever. But the others, you know, it's what I do and my style and my subject matter doesn't interest them. So it's a terrible evening for them. Sometimes parents phone. It's not because I do bad things on stage. It's just because it's not their time yet.
Okay. And what will be die Karl Kopp Winkel in die foyer?
We always have, because you know I am like a walking home industry. So I've just released a new book. I was involved with another coffee table book that just came out. Charles just made a new CD. I also produce grapeseed oil that we don't walk like old people. And I have ceramics for unhappily married people. I have stories on plates and bowls, so you don't have to speak to your husband. You can read your salad. All of that comes from the range. And then lots of books and albums and home, natural candles. I have a whole range that travels with me. So, and it's Christmas. Everything is cheaper in the foyer than in a shop. So it's literally a Christmas shop in the foyer, to make people happy and to bring my pension back to where it was before lockdown.
That I do understand, Nathaniel. I really, really do. Tell me just quickly about the new book.
The new book is called Sweetie. It is the stories from shows and not from shows of the past 2 years. It came just out and it's very pretty, and the cover is pretty, and there's gold leaf for Christmas on. It makes people incredibly happy. You can see all of them think, if a painkiller could just come in a box this pretty, we'll all be medicated. So it's gorgeous for Christmas. It's called Sweetie.
Okay. Catch Me Love is the show we're talking about, your 104th show. It's coming to Artscape for a limited run from the 13th to the 16th of November. How do people book?
They book at web tickets, they come to the door, they wait for me in the parking lot. We let everybody in. I have to pay for these costumes. So no matter what you do, come in, we're there for you. But everybody at Artscape goes through web tickets, and it's called Catch Me, and then there's a thing after Catch Me called the comma, and then Love.
Oh, Nathaniel.
And they'll make a cute connection in the show. It sounds sentimental. It's not about that at all.
Okay. Nathaniel, it is always a delight to speak to you. Break a leg with this show. We're looking forward
I'll
to
break
it in
something.
Cape Town.
Thanks a lot. I'll walk past your studio and ignore you because I've got new sunglasses.
That is Nathaniel on FMR. Oh, I love that song. It's This Town, City of My Heart. Jeremy Loops put it together with Ladysmith Black Mambazo, sung there by the Stellenbosch University Choir, who are always just brilliant. Now, I'd like to introduce you here on FMR to two guys who are coming up with a musical, which sounds like it's really interesting, but it is a work in progress. So may I invite you to welcome Mkululi Mabija, and Paul Castles. Gentlemen, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having us, Mike.
Okay, I'm going to ask Paul first. Mm-hmm. You guys met how long ago?
18 years.
Mm. Where?
at New York. So we were both students at quite a unique program that exists called the Graduate Music Theatre Writing Program at the Tisch School of the Arts of New York University, which is basically a program to pair composers and librettists to create music theatre together. And you spend 2 years essentially getting to know each other and working together. And so that was the start of our creative partnership.
Have you become Bluetoothed, the two of you?
Yeah.
Are you in sync?
Yes.
Okay. So as a result of that, Mkululi, you enticed him to come to South Africa.
Yeah. So I also stayed in New York for a long time.
Okay.
Then I came back around 2016, around then.
Yeah.
And then went back again 2019. And then Paul and I found this residency at the Stellenbosch Institute of Advanced Studies. And I was like, Paul, you might just like South Africa. You know, it's like Sydney. Cape Town's like Sydney.
which he's originally from.
Paul's originally from, yes. And okay. Then we got into the residency. We deferred because of COVID.
Of course you did. Everybody did.
And then Paul finally came, and Paul fell in love with Cape Town.
And the rest is history.
Yes.
Okay, he, 3 years later, he's still here.
He's still here.
We can't get rid of him. Okay. Now, together you've decided to come up with this musical, which I understand, and I quote, is a bold, queer African musical. Okay. Which is an interesting title anyway. What is it? What is its real title?
The Call. It's called The Call. It's an adaptation of Shakespeare's The Tempest.
Ah, okay. What's the storyline as it stands at the moment? Because as I said, it is a work in progress. Mm-hmm. So who wants to take up the story of the story?
Oh, sure. So there are a lot of the themes of The Tempest that struck us as very relevant to this country and to its history. Themes of forgiveness versus revenge, of nature, nurture, of illusion and reality, and also queerness that relates very strongly to that. And The Tempest, of course, is set on an island with someone in exile. And, you know, every day here you can look out at this very incredibly famous island of exile. So there were just a lot of parallels between the plot. And we had been talking about this idea for some time. But we really only found what it is now about 6 months ago when we met with Cesare Dolfo, who is the creative producer, who is a Cape Town native who has been in Broadway, been in New York for about 20 years as well, as working on Broadway and off-Broadway as a producer and a director.
Okay. Mm. So you're putting this musical together, and this Sunday you have an event that the public can come to. As I said, it's a work in progress. So what are you looking for, and what will the public be able to experience?
Yes, with the musical, the last collaborator is the audience. So with that, that tells us and allows us to see, this lands, this doesn't land, this works, this doesn't work. Because as a musical theatre writer, for example, you sit in an audience and if their bodies start to move, you know the scene is too long. There's so many things that they just tell you that the story doesn't work. So we need that final collaborator to kind of tell us, okay, the quarter of the show kind of moves or doesn't move, you know, because we're only going to be presenting about a quarter of the show.
Okay.
And so people can see what this is. And it's also very different beyond it being just a queer musical. The music itself is different. We're using electronic music and bounce music, and it's going to be, and Paul is a classical composer, and it sounds like we're in a club.
Oh, really?
You know, And Paul has really gone out of his depth and really been enjoying composing in this new Wach, you know, and it's wonderful to see.
Okay. You know. So this is kind of first draft, if I can put it in an easily understandable term. And that's what you're going to show people, about a quarter of the show.
Yes.
Where is it happening?
We are based currently at Outlaw on 80 Hout Street.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a beautiful space. It's a two staircase walk up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And awesome new work gets done there. So we're going to be there 2:00 on Sunday.
Okay.
And it's really important because in South Africa, we don't have a culture of showing the work before the work goes on stage.
Now, I think a lot of the public who go to see a finished musical and love it, don't realize how many workings it may have gone through, especially for like the West End or Broadway in particular. Mm-hmm. You start off Broadway, don't you?
Yeah, yes. And this piece, fortunately for us, we're attached to an off Broadway theater already. And we're going to take this piece and we're going to work it even further in February next year at the Rattlestick Theater for 2 weeks in the West Village. And we're going to take information we have from this workshop and move it even further in that workshop, and then hopefully come back to South Africa with a full production in 2027.
Okay, because that's how long it can take.
Yes.
It's trial and error, isn't
it? Completely. And when you look at big shows like Cats, for example, you know, Lloyd Webber has this big workshop that he has that is on his big estate, that he first like invites friends to see the first workings of it, and then maybe they take it out of town, and then they take it to the West End. But in between all those processes, it can take about 8 drafts, you know.
Easily, and this can be years.
Yeah.
In process.
Yes.
Okay. So what's gonna help you guys is the audience this Sunday. Mm-hmm. Just to get a sense of how does this play to normal people.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. Exactly. So you'd like people to come?
Please.
Oh dear listener, you should Mkululi was going, please. Okay. So it's this Sunday, 2:00 in the afternoon at the Outlaw in Hout Street.
80 Hout Street. Yes.
Okay.
And you can find the tickets online at Quicket is the platform.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Paul, thank you very much. Mkululi, thank you. I wish you two Bluetoothed guys, break a leg with us. I really hope this is going to go places.
Thank you. And also, we hope to come back again when we have the full production.
Well, of course, we will talk when you've got a finished production, which you obviously will stage in South Africa.
Yes.
Okay. Guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Now, the next guest on Kaapse Dagboek, Cape Diary this afternoon, is a familiar voice to people who listen regularly to especially Nick's Classic Drive on Fine Music Radio. Our gourmet guide is Jenny Handley, and she is involved with the JHP Gourmet Guide, the 2026 edition of which has just been launched. And she's on the line to us now to tell us more. Jenny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How lovely to be with you.
And likewise with you. Now, this 2026 edition marks a bit of a milestone. Tell us about this.
It certainly does. The first guide was launched in 2016. And as I said, at the recent awards ceremony with the chefs, if I'd known then what I'd known now. But it's been an amazing journey. So some of the restaurants that were in the original guide in 2016 are actually still plated and have been every single year since then.
Yeah.
And it's been a decade that has seen many changes in the industry. I think the one that I love the most is the change of focus on ingredients. We truly celebrate local now, which beforehand, I think many years ago, we always got excited by what was imported. And there's been a lovely shift to local, regional, and indigenous ingredients. So we have much to celebrate, plus the fact that South Africa's restaurants have taken their rightful place on the global stage. We acknowledge the world over, and many people come to our country because they want to eat in our restaurants.
And isn't that fabulous? Now, tell us, when you say there are 50 plated restaurants here, what does the word plated actually refer to?
So when we started the guide, we realized we didn't have a Michelin guide that contextualizes what the dining experience would be. So one plate, similar to a Michelin star, is for excellent cuisine. Two plates is given to a restaurant that demands a detour for their exceptional cuisine. And three plates are given to restaurants that offer world-class destination dining worthy of a flight. We also have three restaurants which are given gold plates, or were given gold plates this year, because they've achieved iconic global status. They are known the world over, and they really are draw cards that are bringing people here.
Fantastic. Now, the other thing is the chefs themselves, I think, are Haute Performance Award winners. What does that mean?
Well, we always look every year at the qualities that really make this industry stand apart. And it's been many things, from purpose and passion to pedigree to this year, we gave a few, and one in fact was the Haute Precinct Award, given to a chef of fine dining caliber who, instead of opening a restaurant and doing what he wanted to do, he looked at what the community needs were and set out to create a restaurant that met the needs and involved the community. So Chef Wesley Randalls of Nevermind in Cape St. Francis is a shining example of how to embed your business in the community and make them part of it.
Fantastic. Now, is this a national guide? Does it's not just Cape-based?
No, it's not just Cape-based, but we do confess most or many of the restaurants are actually in the Western Cape, but it is national and it's from Johannesburg to Durban, country towns all over.
Now, how do people access this guide? Because I'm looking at a printed version, which you've left for us at FMR, with a very kind message at the front from yourself, handwritten. Do you have to buy the guide or is it available online?
So either way, you can buy the printed copy, the commemorative keepsake, through our offices or in some of the plated restaurants that are selling it. But otherwise, the digital copy is available free. And the reason why we've kept the digital in addition to the printed is because many people coming to South Africa want to plan their restaurant bookings before they get here. So it's the easiest way. And also, we love the fact that it is available free of charge.
I think that's very that's fantastic. But the printed guide is absolutely beautiful. I mean, I'm looking at it right now and my, as they say in Scotland, my teeth are watering.
Yes, it is. It's very easy to devour. I must say, as you turn the pages, it's a beautiful showcase of what our restaurants and chefs are producing. It is mouthwatering.
Okay, so it's available now?
It is, yes. All and right. If anybody wants a copy, they can just email info@jhpr.co.za and we can give them details.
All right, that email address again?
info@jhpr.co.za.
Thank you, Jenny Handley. You are an absolute star. We look forward to hearing more from you on Nick Ciro's Classic Drive.
Thank you.
Oh, actually, hang on. I think it's changing, isn't it?
It is. As from tomorrow, I'll be mid-morning on a Saturday when everybody is at leisure and happy to hear about food.
Okay, that's as of tomorrow.
As of tomorrow.
Okay, lovely. Thank you for updating us on that. Thank you, Jenny. Nice to talk to you.
Have a good weekend.
This has been Cape Diary, Carp's a Duckbook, which you can hear Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at midday here on FMR. And if you have a happening, an event, a show, an exhibition or something you think will be of interest to our discerning listeners, let us know. Put together a press release with all the details of date, time, venue, entry fee, if one applies, and all the information about it, and email that to diary@fmr.co.za. And our hardworking producer, Lynette de Kock, will assess it. And if she thinks it's as fascinating as you do, she'll be in touch. My thanks to the guests who joined us, to Jordan for keeping us on track over the last hour, and to you for being with us. I'm Mike Mills. Do join me for my fine movie classics this evening at 6. And otherwise, enjoy your lovely hot summer's weekend in the company of Fine Music Radio. We're very portable through our app, streaming worldwide from our website, fmr.co.za, and on 101.3 FM around Cape Town. Hadley Titus is next with In the Mood, Your Lunchtime Jazz. Tot ziens.